The coronavirus numbers aren't looking good in Massachusetts, and it's just in time for the holidays. Data from the State Department of Public Health show daily positive cases are at their highest level since the first surge in May, including a rise in positive tests among young people. Governor Baker warns things could get even worse by the winter.
As we move indoors, as our cases have continued to climb, use your head and think about how your actions will affect those around you.
For a closer look, we're joined this morning by Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and the School of Medicine. Dr. Hamer, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
So what do you make of the latest numbers, Dr. Hamer, and how much higher do you worry these numbers could get as the temperatures drop?
Bob, I'm quite concerned about the numbers. I mean, the case count for the state has risen. It's over 1,000 per day, at least for many of the last few days. And notably, the proportion of individual tests that are positive has risen to almost 6%, progressively and very gradually since September. There are other indicators as well. There are wastewater data where they track sort of the virus basically in sewage at Deer Island, and those numbers have rocketed up. That suggests that there's a lot of community-based transmission of SARS-CoV-2 right now.
So I think that kind of begs the question of whether you think we're headed toward a second surge or whether we're there now.
I think we're there now. I mean, I think it's really started. It's not a massive surge. I mean, hospitalizations have crept up a little bit, but there's some suggestions that more younger people may be infected and they are less likely to become ill and need hospitalization. But still, there's a risk for transmission to older members of our population.
One thing Governor Baker noted was the rise in COVID cases in people under 30. That group. At the present, is responsible for more than 37% of all the cases, as opposed to just 15% back in April. How big a concern is that change to you?
I mean, I think that it concerns me only it's good in a way because we know that younger people tend to have milder infections and are less likely to need to be hospitalized. But on the other hand, with the various holidays coming up, including Thanksgiving, if there are family gatherings and there are more younger people infected, the risk of transmission to their parents, their grandparents, their aunts and uncles is substantial.
Is this a behavioral problem? Younger people think they're immune and are less likely to take safety precautions, do you think?
It may be. I mean, I think that, there's also sort of a pandemic fatigue that set in where people are just tired of not having gatherings, not being able to get together with their friends. And so there have been, more social events and gatherings, and a lot of them without mask use and with lack of attention to, social distancing.
Let me ask, since you mentioned the holidays, we have Halloween, of course, coming up this weekend, and people are already thinking about their Thanksgiving plans, which is just a month away. How do people celebrate these holidays safely?
I mean, Halloween is fairly easy. I mean, I think the best thing to do is avoid, large parties. Probably, trick-or-treating generally should not be done. I think some families are planning to give out candy or gifts just to selective families that they know, but without a lot of interpersonal contact. So, I think that can be done safely. I think the bigger risk is Thanksgiving and having large family gatherings where there's a risk that somebody's infected, and they may not know it because they could be asymptomatic or presymptomatic. And I think we need to rethink Thanksgiving this year.
Are you then saying we should follow Governor Baker's suggestion to perhaps this year avoid family gatherings, just keep it to your immediate household, the people who are living in your house now?
I think Governor Baker's, sort of guidance on this is wise. I mean, I think this year is the one time where, having family gatherings may place various family members at risk. And so it may make sense to just try and keep, within our own pods, our own group that we've been spending, much of our time with, and try to avoid mixing with a lot of family members in case someone's infected and does not realize it.
All right, back to the big picture. Do you worry that the surge we're seeing now, since you've called it a surge, might lead to a worst-case scenario this winter?
I think that's not, I mean, I think it could continue, but if we continue to keep our guard up in terms of, you know, social distancing, you know, trying to avoid large gatherings, you know, perhaps minimizing, unfortunately, indoor dining at restaurants, going to bars, and then mask use in public, that we'll be able to keep this under reasonable control and that we won't see a massive surge like we did in the spring.
Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine and School of Public Health, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob.